Chapter 8, Dental Services. The soldier, as the centerpiece of the United States Army, is the basic guarantor of mission success. As such, the soldier's health and physical fitness are vitally important. Equally important is the soldier's oral and dental health, which, if not properly maintained, can result in becoming non-deployable, and if already deployed, can render this soldier non-mission capable. Section 1. Dental Services Preventive Dentistry. Preventive dentistry incorporates primary, secondary, and tertiary preventive measures. For more information on dental services, refer to AR-40-35 and ATP-4-02.19. Preventive measures. Preventive dentistry measures can effectively prevent the development of tooth decay and oral disease. The application of fluoride and sealants combined with regular dental checkups and oral screenings can prevent tooth decay and identify oral disease at its most treatable stages. Therefore, soldiers who incorporate good preventive dental hygiene practices are far less likely to become dental casualties due to disease while deployed. Primary tasks. Refer to Chapter 8 of the printed version of this publication for a discussion of the primary tasks and purposes of preventive dentistry. Section 2. Dental Services Treatment Aspects. The mission of the Dental Service Support System is to promote dental health, prevent and treat oral and dental disease, provide far-forward dental treatment, provide early treatment of severe oral and maxillofacial injuries, and augment medical personnel as necessary during mass casualty operations. Levels of dental support. There are three levels of dental support, previously known as levels of dental care, within the AO. These levels are defined primarily by the relationship of the dental assets supporting the patient population within each level. These levels of dental support are exclusive and not synonymous with the medical roles of care. Level 1 Dental Support. The first dental care a soldier receives is provided by Level 1 Dental Support, previously known as Unit Level Dental Care. This level of support consists of those services provided by dental personnel organic to the supporting medical companies and special forces groups. This level of support provides operational dental care to soldiers during a range of military operations, from dental assets in a direct support relationship to an area support task. Major emphasis is placed on those measures necessary for the patient to return to duty or to stabilize them and allow for their evacuation to the next role of medical care. Level 2 Dental Support. Level 2 dental support, previously known as hospital-level dental care, consists of those services provided by the hospital dental staff to minimize loss of life and disability resulting from oral and maxillofacial injuries and wounds. The hospital dental staff provides operational dental care and preventive dental care to all injured or wounded soldiers, as well as the hospital staff. The hospital dental staff will not normally provide Level 1 dental support to organizations outside of the hospital. However, they will direct patients to the Level 3 dental support activity. Emphasis is placed on those measures necessary for the patient to return to duty or to stabilize them and allow for their evacuation to the next role of medical care. If needed, the hospital dental staff can coordinate with the dental company area support, DCAS, for patient consultation and treatment. Level 3 dental support. Level 3 dental support, previously known as area dental support, is provided for units that do not have organic dental assets or those patients being referred by the Level 2 dental support. This level of support is provided by the DCAS. The DCAS provides operational dental care and has dental assets which can deploy when and where necessary to provide augmentation and/or reinforcement to the area support squads. Categories of dental care. Dental service planning must include the consideration of two categories of dental services in joint and multinational operations. Operational dental care is provided within the area of operations, AO, and comprehensive dental care is provided in the support base, normally found only in fixed facilities, out of theater, such as in the joint security area or the strategic support area. These categories are not absolute in their limits. They are the general basis for defining the dental service capabilities available at the different Army Health System roles of care. Operational dental care. Operational dental care is the dental care provided for deployed soldiers in theater, consisting of emergency dental care and essential dental care, ATP 4-02.19. Emergency care. Emergency dental care is the care given for the relief of oral pain, diagnosis and treatment of infections, control of life-threatening oral conditions, hemorrhage, cellulitis, or respiratory difficulties, and treatment of trauma to teeth, jaws, maxilla slash mandible, and associated facial structures is considered emergency care, ATP 4-02.19. It is the most austere form of dental care provided to deployed soldiers who are engaged in tactical operations. Common examples of emergency dental treatments include airway management, hemorrhage control, stabilization of maxillofacial injuries, fracture stabilization, soft tissue injuries slash lacerations repair, simple extractions, management of maxillofacial infection, antibiotics, incision and drainage, interim pulp therapy, pulpectomy, pain medication, temporary restorations. Essential dental care. Essential dental care is the dental care necessary to intercept potential emergencies to prevent lost duty time and preserve fighting strength, ATP 4-02.19. Essential dental care is the highest category of operational dental care available in theater. It enhances the individual soldier's combat readiness and can prevent lost duty time. It is for these reasons that essential dental care is made readily available. Soldiers who are categorized as Class 2, untreated oral disease, or Class 3, potential dental emergencies, should receive essential care as soon as the tactical situation and availability of dental assets permit. Essential treatments performed by dental officers may include basic restorations, extractions, definitive pulp therapy, pulpectomy, obturation, treatment of periodontal conditions, simple prosthetic repairs. Comprehensive dental care. Comprehensive dental care is the dental treatment to restore and or maintain a soldier's optimal oral health, function, and aesthetics, ATP 4-02.19. This category of care is usually reserved for medical support plans that anticipate an extended period of reception and training in theater and is also included as a component of the theater hospitalization capability. The scope of facilities needed to provide this level of dental support should equal that of Theater Hospitalization Medical Treatment Facility, MTF, capability. Primary tasks. Refer to the print version of this publication for a discussion on the primary tasks and purposes of the dental services function.